everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. It is Brian flying with a whole bunch of guest co-hosts. I got Mr. Dwayne Lay. I've got Christy Jones. And I've got Anna Harris. So, but she's not going to talk because she didn't like us very much. So, but and our guest today is Lori Mayer, who is the supreme, absolute best conference organizer of all time. So we are doing a special show. We're at the Missouri SHRM Conference 2013. We're at Lake of the Ozarks, and we're actually broadcasting from, I think it's the Breezes. Let's see here. We're going to make this a very interactive.
It is indeed Breezes.
Hey, look at that. Thank you. Thank you, mystery guest co-host. So we're at the Breezes. We've got Mariah that's taking care of us. It is just fabulous. So let's see how everybody is doing. So, Dwayne, how are you today?
Living the dream, Brian. How are you?
It is a good day. We survived the torrential flood last night. And
Two nights.
Well, last night was, I think everybody that has an iPhone 5 was awakened at about the same time by the emergency alerts that were all set at notification in our phones.
Yeah, and that was actually a feature I wasn't aware of. That was news to me when my phone, again, last two nights, both went off. Nothing I programmed, but it's nice to know that Apple's looking out for it and says, hey, by the way, you're in a dangerous area. You might want to get to higher ground, Chief, whether you ask them to or not. And I think that's a great use of technology. I love that.
Yes, thank goodness we're above the floodplain. So we were safe, every single one of us. Let's get to also hi to Ms. Christy Jones. She is she's like important in talent acquisition for H&R Block. So how are you, Christy?
I am fabulous.
Well, good. So everybody, Dwayne, Christy, myself are all speakers, and we were brought in to deliver some content and definitely deliver a little bit of conversation to the audience here. So let's get to Miss Lori Mayer. How are you? Our guest. You're officially our guest.
I'm honored to be your guest, and I'm actually quite fabulous myself now that it's halfway through the day.
Well, that is perfect. So far, you've had definitely had a lot of twists and turns with the conference. Some have more than others. Mother Nature is an interesting one to combat the conference experience again. So the best of luck with all of that. And so let's kick it off with just, why don't you tell us a little bit of the kind of the specifics around the conference, and then we'll roll into kind of some of the questions around long range, what the conference world looks like after that.
Great. Well, actually, we're happy to be here at the Lodge of Four Seasons again this year. We have had some significant weather challenges. We've had about 9 inches of rain in the last 48 hours. And with a property that is an older property, we've had a lot of rain damage in meeting rooms, rain damage in rooms, wireless internet service being out, various problems today. But for the most part, fortunately, we have a great ability to work around that. We've had staff that's been very supportive in getting us back up and running and at the best of their ability. So all of that is going well. We also have a great lineup of speakers, which is really exciting, and we have a lot of great people at the conference, a lot of great speakers, and a lot of great representation from SHRM. We're very honored to have Rebecca Briley with us. She's the Southwest Central Region MAC representative, the Membership Advisory Council representative. So we're very honored to have her with us here from Louisiana. We also have Sherry Johnson, who is our Regional Field Services Director, and she's from Texas. So she's joining us in Missouri as well. So it's great to have all of those people with us. We're also quite honored to have Dwayne Lay with us. Dwayne has been here since Sunday night. He delivered a 2-day pre-conference workshop on the Yellow Belt Lean Six Sigma. So great program, great session, 14 hours of training. So he is definitely a little worn out, so we're letting him rest today in preparation for tomorrow morning's keynote.
So how many attendees are at the conference this year?
We have just under 500. We're about 490, so a little bit down from last year, but still a great participation. And we're excited to have all of those people here, and then we have 70 exhibitors in the exhibit hall.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. So first big question is, so let's look 20 years out. You've been doing this a little while, and you've been very successful with it, in my personal experience, in several states and in different types of conferences. So you are totally qualified to answer this futurism question. And 20 years from now, what do you feel will change with an HR conference, if anything?
Well, I think that that's a tough question to answer for the most part, but I do think that HR professionals still enjoy face-to-face interaction, and I think that that's probably going to continue in the future. I think one thing that we've kind of thrown around is the opportunity to have a blended experience, perhaps with doing live streaming or some other method of opportunity for those people that can't physically be here at the conference. But I do think that there's significant value in being able to see the speaker in addition to being able to be in a learning environment. So I know at the SHRM National Conference, we all enjoyed being in the social media area and watching the live streaming from the keynote presentations and really felt like you were still there. So I think that that's a great opportunity for us to look at in the future. But I still think that there will always be that face-to-face learning opportunity. I do feel like that we have a long ways to go in terms of technology. We did utilize a mobile application this year, which is actually fully accessible through the web as well. And that presents some challenges. It presents some challenges being in a building that Wi-Fi is not always top-notch. And also, I think that there's still some technology issues with individuals not having access to the latest devices to allow them to access that information. So I think we're still looking at issues regarding that, but I think that as the years progress, I still think there will be space for keynote speakers, space for speakers, general sessions, and just figuring out a way to live stream that or maybe have an alternative learning opportunity.
Nice. Well, I'm going to throw the next, actually, great answer. It's a very tough question. One you can't get wrong, but it's still a tough question because it's very kind of abstract, conceptual. So, Christy, why don't you actually introduce yourself, and then I've got the next question for you.
Okay. Well, I am Christy Jones, the Christy Jones. And, yes, thank you, Dwayne. And I am the manager of talent acquisition at H&R Block, and I also sit on the Missouri State Council as the director of social media.
Nice. You can see me trying to drink, and then you just throw me up here. So awesome. Well, Christy, the question is, what's the one thing at conferences, because you go to a lot of conferences. We go to a lot of the same conferences over the years. What's the one thing that you feel maybe is still missing at the majority of conferences for the attendee experience?
Well, you know, probably I think for us, and I think probably a lot of conferences, because I know SHRM's doing it now, but I think for the best thing ever is for every conference to have some type of mobile app. I think that is the one thing that every conference should do. We should get away from paper. It eliminates confusion. And I think that would be the best thing and the one thing that everyone should do at every conference because I love it. I mean, I don't want to carry around an ugly bag full of a lot of swag and junk brochures. I'm going to be honest. Ours are great here at Missouri SHRM, but I've been to some that are so horrible. So I don't want to carry that around. I want to be free. I want to just carry my phone, and I want to use the app to get me where I need to go. And I love it.
Well, I'm glad you had such a strong and succinct opinion on that. you know, the one thing, and it definitely ties into part of what you were saying with, like, the mobile experience, I still feel the biggest miss by just about every conference, not all of them, there's one or two that I think lead the pack in being really innovative, is the people connectivity. Actually letting people connect on the deepest level possible with each other that are attending the conference. I literally think that is the single biggest miss on 99% of the conferences that I have ever attended.
So, Brian, this is Wayne. I couldn't agree more. And that's one of the things that we talk about a lot is make sure you're connecting to the people that you're talking to in the rooms, you're trading emails. I think that there's work conferences can do to make it easier for people after the fact to connect to each other. I also still think, and we talked about this before, I think that there's a huge miss at a lot of conferences in the way that, and I'm a little biased here now, but in the way that vendors are treated compared to attendees. You know, I go to conferences where vendors, you really aren't allowed outside of the expo hall. Like, you're not allowed to talk to people unless they're at your booth. And I think it's fascinating, again, to this, we've had this conversation before, that the people who work in that space know that space really well and often have some really interesting things to add to the conversation. And I'm always fascinated by seeing conferences that do a really good job of blending those two groups together. You know, HR Revolution is a good example of a place where, you know, we just jam everybody in the same room when we're in those sessions, and everybody talks, and those barriers come down, and there are some fascinating ideas that come out of there. And I think there's a tremendous opportunity to be better at that as well.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, just to give, to give some credit to, again, the conference that I think actually does the best job is, you know, People Report, Joni and Wally Doolin.
Absolutely. Out of
Dallas. They've really, it's a niche conference. It's 250 to 350 people. They did it for a lot of years, and it's very, I mean, it's vertically focused. So I think that probably helps a little bit because you're not, you know, but what they've done is they've actually kind of disproven that theory because they went wider. I mean, now they've got PR, HR, operations, executive leadership, you know, just all functions within kind of restaurant multi-units, you know, hospitality. And I think there's opportunities with, you know, as an example, within the HR functions to kind of take that similar model and get the vendors involved and do community service. And, again, I think Missouri Sherm is one of the better conferences because there's lots of opportunities where people actually get to socialize and are kind of pushed together. And especially with the mobile app this year, there's just a lot of progression that I've seen. I think this is my third year, and so there's lots of people that I come back and see, and I continue on the conversation via social media or this thing called email or even a phone call on occasion that I meet here over the years. And so, you know, again, but it takes a lot of work, and it actually literally takes an overarching kind of philosophy of everybody on board that we want to connect. Otherwise, I think it's just really difficult.
And I think the key to all that, everything you've just said, the reason that People Reports and Summer Brand Camp is so good, the reason HR Revolution is so good, and one of the things about Missouri Sherm that is so good is that it starts with the relationships between the people who are at the conference. And it's building up those connections and then growing off of it. And I think that's really the key. Lori, what do you think?
I agree with you completely. I mean, I know that, I mean, if you're just looking at the four of us standing here and the relationships that we have all built over the years, the friendships that we've built, all of those sorts of things, and I think that there are also people at this conference that I would say are, you know, you always say you get that top 10 friends list, but I can point, you know, there's four of them sitting in front of me. That's kind of a joke, but, well, it's probably a joke. But there are, you know, a lot of friendships develop out of these conferences and a lot of relationships and a lot of ongoing relationships. That's one of the strengths that we have. And we do, at Missouri, we make an effort to make sure that exhibitors feel welcome attending or sitting in on any of the breakout sessions. We don't keep them from coming over to the area and participating in all of the sessions while the exhibit hall is open the entire time. That can create some challenges, but we do certainly encourage them to sit in sessions and participate and stay for the entire conference. We actually don't require that they check out at a certain time and not participate. So I think that's one of the strengths of this conference. I would agree with that completely.
Well, let me do a quick reset. This is Brian, Dwayne, Chrissy, and Lori coming to you live from Missouri Sherm, doing our special conference show series. And Dwayne, next question is for you. So you were basically the facilitator, the speaker for the pre-conference around Lean, Yellow Belt, Six Sigma, Lean HR. Was there anything that surprised you that came out of your two-day pre-conference workshop?
Well, there are things that I wouldn't say surprised me, but I always find fascinating, the width of the community that we draw into that kind of a class. I've done those in a few other places, and it's always you have directors down to generalists, down to consultants in HR at different levels of their career, all looking for the ability to get better at their job. What I did this time that was really fascinating is we were teaching how to do SWOT analysis, and I had them do a SWOT analysis, in groups, but kind of as a room, about HR, like the profession of human resources. What are we good at? Where's our opportunities? What are our threats? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And what the thing that really struck me about it is that there was a discussion around some of our strengths about our networking, our knowledge. We know a lot about what we're doing. We're really good about handling people. But they said, as a group, they said one of our weaknesses as a profession is around formal education, which I thought was interesting because I challenged that. And I said, well, you can get an HR degree. What do you mean? We have certifications. We have all those things. And I said, yeah, but they're not seen the same as they are with other functions. Like, you don't look at an HR degree the way you do a finance degree. A finance degree you can take and work anywhere. HR degree you go work in HR, which is interesting considering the HR degree in a lot of ways teaches you how to handle people, which it seems like it would be applicable in a lot of places. So there's still, even within our own community, people who really believe in what we're doing, there's still this feeling of maybe an inferiority complex that, nobody understands us like we do. And there's still an opportunity, I think, to help market that as a profession, which I think is really where Sherm comes in, is how do we make that profession more marketable out in the world? So, and I think, if you talk to someone like a Ryan Estes, who spends a lot of time talking to some of these groups, he would probably agree with me.
Well, definitely appreciate the plug for our buddy Rhino, and I'm sure he would too.
I hope Tyler Crispy felt him when I mentioned him on the show.
I'm sure he's listening right now, so I don't think she has to tell him. So, Chrissy, I've got a question for you. Being one of the best talent acquisition people that I know, what do you feel the sentiment around an HR degree or like formal education was verbalized that they discovered in Dwayne's session is a plus, a minus? Is it kind of a net of nothing at the end of the day? I mean, are you looking, if you compared like side by side, be like, oh my gosh, HR degree specific, is that that big a win from, talent acquisition perspective?
I'm going to be honest, probably majority of the people that we look at or my team looks at, we don't go for people necessarily that have a degree. We do a combo of experience. So a majority of our positions at H&R Block, it is and or experience. I, in particular, when I look to hire my staff, I don't look for anybody that has an HR degree. That's not necessity. Mine is talent and performance. I will gauge that over experience over degree any day. And that is not to say an education. Yep, I agree fully. Everyone should get an education. But some of my top performers did not graduate from college. And so it's very interesting. So I have mixed feelings. I think it's great. And I think certification and I think all of that are pluses, especially when we're hiring full-time HR professionals. We do like to see that. We like to see if they have a PHR, SPHR, they have some sort of certification. But I don't necessarily agree if that has to back, be stacked up against an HR degree, because majority of the people, even within the HR department that I know, don't have degrees in HR. It's something else. It could be, English, phys ed. It's so many different degrees. So I don't necessarily agree that that's it. I just see some of our best performers, they're all across the board. But I like the combo of education and or experience or training class or certification. That's what I would go for over someone that fully just has an HR degree.
Okay. Well, that's a good, I mean, you have a huge responsibility or, you know, been in the space for a long time. So I just think that's a good, I literally just think that's a good feedback to share, especially where we have, you know, fresh sample coming out of the pre-conference session. So, kind of, we'll do a quick check in here. So, and Christy, we'll stay with you. What's your single favorite number one thing about a conference? And Duane, we'll go second after you.
My favorite, you know, my most favorite thing is the networking, the connection I'm making, and hanging out with some of my favorite HR people. And that's why I go to conferences. It's to learn, but it's to connect. And it's honestly, it's a lot about learning from the other people that are in the room with me. A lot of it is, you know what, great, I'm listening to some great speakers and I'm getting some great information to take back, but I also want to connect with the people in the same space as me so we can share ideas and opinions and really gather a lot of information that I can take back and connect with after the conference.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that's when Lori made a comment earlier about trying to move into a more virtual model when it comes to the future of conferences, and that is really important to be able to expand out the influence. That's the tough part, right? Is the best part of it is the networking and being together. How do you replicate that in a virtual model? And I think maybe that's one of the big questions we have to figure out. I wonder what Lori likes best. I wonder what Lori would like if she wasn't needed. Oh, we lost Lori. She likes the same thing she said.
You know, I just thought about something. Brian, I want to go back and tell you, too. When we were talking about education, I should back up one point to make. When we do look for IT professionals or maybe specific accounting, financial, you know, people, that's where I do think a degree does come into play, especially in the IT space. I think IT, most importantly, it's probably one of them that we do look for someone with that kind of experience. So I'm not gonna say everything is a combo, but I do think there are some niches that do require a degree, but it's based on the level of, I don't say how complicated it is, but there is a degree, a level of kind of experience that you're going to need to bring to the table in some degree that you will have to have with some of those roles. So I'm not going to discard that totally, because there are some positions we totally go and they have to have a degree.
Well, next time that I go to get my shoulder looked at by the doctor, I would agree with you on that statement.
Exactly.
Completely. So, but Lori, what do you think about that?
Well, I thought the question was, what's our favorite part about the conference? But Christy kind of went off. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite part of the conference is obviously just, again, the interaction between all of us. I particularly enjoy spending time with the speakers. I enjoy spending time with the sponsors. I enjoy spending time with all of my volunteers. And I think, you know, my favorite part is just seeing the conference come together and see all the work that the volunteers across the state do, because without volunteers in this organization, we would not be where we are. So SHRM volunteers across the world are fantastic, and I think we need to do as much as possible to appreciate them as well. So my favorite part is really showing appreciation to the speakers, the sponsors, the exhibitors, and particularly the volunteers, and the keynote speakers, of course. I'm being prompted that keynote speakers are very important, obviously.
Well, it's and I would again echo that sentiment about people. Obviously, there's a lot of conferences that are well run, but the people connections are pretty amazing. Being able to get surprised that Rebecca is here from Louisiana, I did not know that. So that was a nice surprise to be able to give her a hug and chat for a little while. So I think the humans in the human resource conference area is the winner, I think, in all conferences. But so we've got about 5 minutes left. So we're going to do kind of we'll do kind of the speed round. And so with that, what's the one thing, it could be a term, a concept, whatever you want to call it, you do not want to hear again? Like, what's one thing that you're so worn out on that you just don't want to hear people talk about it, you're done? Christy, you go first.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard to say. And I only say that because I'm in a profession that if it doesn't read the topic, doesn't relate to me or my position, then I don't want to hear about it. So necessarily, so that's a hard statement. I don't think there's anything that I'm just tired of hearing. Well, the one thing I probably don't want to hear is about, I'm tired of hearing that you're not to use social media or the risk that's involved with using social media. That's what I don't want to hear about anymore. Everyone needs to adopt it. It's change. Engage in the conversation. Be a part of the conversation. And I don't want to hear how it impacts the company or the organization in any kind of negative manner.
Well, I think from a conference planning perspective, social media, you know, we just keep going back to social media, but social media for me has been fantastic. If you look at the list of speakers that we have at this conference, Matt Charney, I'm not sure what he's doing at the moment, but we're honored to have Matt here as well. And Matt is huge in the social media arena. There are a lot of people at this conference that are big in that arena. And without that particular group and without that arena, I wouldn't know a lot of these individuals that are here today speaking. So I think that's very important, not just from a business perspective, not from an HR perspective, but just from being connected, because that's how we all get to know each other. And then when you get to meet each other in real life, it's completely, it's just awesome. So that's probably one of my favorite parts. I don't want to hear that we don't want to use the mobile app because we don't want technology. That's probably the most frustrating part for me, is we've got to move forward in the technology arena, especially in the HR profession.
Well, there's absolutely nothing that I'm tired of hearing. So I'm good there.
I'm tired of hearing the radar.
Yeah.
I got one. Can I get one? I definitely have one I'm tired of hearing of. And this is for everyone who organizes conferences. I'm tired of hearing a 7 a.m. session. All right, stop it. 7:30 a.m., also ridiculous. Where people sleep in. You know what? You're better off scheduling a 6 p.m. session that's held over a cocktail hour, which I haven't seen done, although I think it would be very interesting to do. So let's do cocktail hour sessions instead of breakfast sessions and let everybody sleep in a little bit. So I think we just got buy-in on that. Right on. That's next year. I will offer to speak at the cocktail hour session, whatever it might be.
Well, for everybody, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow the hashtag at #. Or hashtag for you that got the skills, MOSHRM13. You can follow the whole conversation there. Check it out. See what's going on. Be part of the conversation virtually. I want to say thanks to Dwayne, Lori, and Christy for co-hosting this. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 1 o'clock. We are basically out of here, and we are going to do a little bit of lunch, and if you can guess what song is going to come up before we're done, you'll win like a pallet of iPads.
I'm going with Queen, Radio Gaga. Nobody else, just me? All right. Can I get everybody else?
Okay.
Well,
you know what?
I don't know.
I think
you just changed the answer, didn't you?
Can we sing a song? Because we're having some technology issues. You got one, you can lay down some beatboxing. You know what to do?
So long, farewell, I'll see you, say goodbye.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, folks.
Goodbye.
Ladies.
Goodbye. Goodbye.